My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Danielle Wiley hosts a great podcast called The Art of Sway. Danielle, tell us what you talk about on the show.
The Art of Sway brings listeners inside the world of marketing as seen through the lens of influence. So each week I chat with an expert guest for a lively discussion about connecting ideas with audiences in an attempt to uncover all the ways influence impacts how and what we discover, purchase, and recommend to each other.
Wow. And where can people subscribe?
Go to theartofswaypodcast.com. Find the show at marketingpodcasts.net or search for The Art of Sway wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Marketing Distilled, where we take the complex marketing concepts and distill them into easily understood and actionable insights. I'm your master distiller, Jonathan Gaby. With over 10 years of experience, I'm here to help you become a better marketer and business person. And today, in this solo episode of Marketing Distilled, I want to give you the talk that I would have given had I been approved for a speaking gig for a major Midwest social media conference. But first, a word from our sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to the Marketing Distilled podcast. This is episode number 2, and I've titled this episode, Four Reasons Marketing is a High Calling. How many of you hear people in your network or industry decry the role of the marketer? Sure, we hear this old trope almost daily that, quote, marketers ruin everything. It's probably true to some extent that marketers have made a mess of some things along history's timeline. We have in some ways made everything unbearable. You drive down the road, there's an ad or a billboard advertising the latest gizmo, an attorney who wants to sue for you, or something that's not healthy for you. Your radio station is interrupted by ads and messages for the same. And all these things detract and diminish the beauty of the drive. In our social media saturated lives, the same holds true. Our timelines are testing grounds for ads for things we don't need when all we want to do is see Aunt Sue's pictures of Fido, the famous family pet. We are now the product, and we keep feeding the algorithm more and more and more. But before I go full-on invective on all things internet and social, I want to reverse course and remind my listeners of all the great things marketers do for us. The easiest and most abundant example is the fact that nearly everything we have is the result of being told about it. And nearly every improvement or innovation has come from within the field of and work from marketers. Because of this, marketing is a high calling. And in this episode, I have four reasons why. My first point, really, is that marketers impact nearly every aspect of a business. It's my view that the humble marketer is aware of nearly every aspect of a business, and because of that, they have unique ability to speak into a business like no other role can. Operations can focus on making widgets and making them better, and finance can make sure that the bills are paid and revenue projections are accurate, and other departments play their part. But because marketers can see customer reviews, analytics, and learn logistics and more, they are uniquely poised to propose and champion new ideas for your company. Internally, you have the opportunity to help streamline operations based on customer feedback and reviews. Through market research, you can find out whether or not you need to adjust pricing. And from an HR perspective, if your HR team is struggling to hire good folks for your company, marketers can be used to solve that problem by helping your HR department. Essentially, marketers are problem solvers. So if you have a good marketer on your team, be prepared for them to get into a lot and let them help you solve your problems. Point number two, marketers can uniquely influence the world by extending your brand. Marketers also have a unique position to help their brand extend into new markets. Nike has a formula for this and getting into new sectors of the sports and apparel industry. They start with their strength in developing new footwear. Then they branch out into clothing and then other sport-related gear. For hockey, it could be skates to jerseys and then to sticks and pads and other things that they might need. It's a predictable pattern for them. Marketers can and should spot those patterns that exist within the business and the market, and to be able to replicate the pattern they see and get into new markets for their brand or business or cause. This power of influence is a unique component of the marketer who's living out his or her high calling. In essence, the aspect of creating new products or services is a unique superpower. It has its roots in entrepreneurship, innovation, and influence for sure. For a new product, two audiences are helped and impacted. The business, who will make more money, employ more people, and increase their market share, and help the business thrive. The consumer is helped immensely because the consumer gets something they didn't even know they needed. The inventor and marketer Ron Popeil invented and marketed many products that changed the way people think about food and how to cook. How many of you guys listening today have heard of the Pocket Fisherman, the Mr. Microphone, the N-Egg Scrambler, the Chop-O-Matic, the Veg-O-Matic, the Cook-O-Matic, the Set It and Forget It rotisserie oven? Those products were here as a result of Ron Popeil's work. And similarly, in the present day, folks include Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and others. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Really quickly, I want to share something my friends at Storybrock have to make you smarter. It's a new report called The State of Content Management, and it is a very useful survey of 515 businesses in the US and Europe, companies just like yours, and how they're approaching content distribution through their digital channels in 2022. Think about it. You have to provide content for your website, maybe a mobile app, and then there's e-commerce platforms, and even yet still, voice-activated speakers. Managing content is more complex today than ever before. Get insights and ideas on how companies like yours are tackling the content challenge with the State of Content Management Report from Storyblock. Just go to storyblock.com/marketingdistilled for your free report. That's storyblock without the C.com/marketingdistilled. So on my last show, I answered a listener question about how to market her service-based business. Perhaps you'd like to have a question answered on a future episode or have a show idea. If you do, email me at contact@jonathangabey.com. And because this is the Marketing Distilled podcast, every episode I take a sip of select bourbon, and this week's bourbon is Four Roses Small Batch Select. I'll post a link to the item description in the show notes where you can read more about it. And thanks for tuning into this podcast. Okay, so in this episode of the Marketing Distilled podcast, we're discussing four reasons why marketing is a high calling. Those reasons include point number one, marketers impact nearly every aspect of a business. And the second point is that marketers can uniquely influence the world by extending your brand. And then coming up to the third point, marketers have the unique responsibility to advocate for the customer. I think this perhaps is the greatest calling for marketers. Marketers, you know, they see it all, especially those who work in social media management and customer support. Customer complaints, feedback, messages, and more come right through the marketer's desk. It's the job of the marketer to help people across the organization feel the pain that the customer has when something doesn't go the way they thought. In branding, it's called fulfilling the brand promise. Brands, quote, promise, unquote, things to customers with every marketing message they send out, every ad placed, and every sales call made. The entire company is on the book, or is on the hook, excuse me, for fulfilling the brand promise. When marketers receive messages from customers, they have the responsibility to respond and to act and to correct the error or right a wrong if it's a complaint. For me, it's an issue of ethics. So the marketer must use his or her talents to make sure the company knows what went wrong and urge them to correct it as soon as possible. Marketers can help the business by seeing those comments, addressing the issue, and being a spokesperson for the business to help resolve the issue. Perhaps this is the highest calling that a marketer can be called to, is to be the voice of the customer, the people that buy and use your products or services. And there's one other point that I'd like to make if you work into marketing as a marketing agency. So all the points I've made and argued for thus far are for marketers who presumably work for a brand or the organization proper. But what if you're a marketer who works for an agency? Surely there's nothing more the marketer can do. Well, I submit that agencies have a special calling to not only offer their services in ad campaigns, creative design, and more, but that agencies need to strongly consider adding to their offerings services for business consulting, for leadership development, and for more than just creating cool commercials or viral Facebook posts or wildly popular TikTok dances. Agencies will undoubtedly know the product or the people that the business has on their team. They will come to know the processes that they use and more. But there's a duty also to know that if the campaign is successful, how will the business handle the increased business? If you say that isn't the agency's job, I would just simply show you an agency that is not upholding their ethical duty. Never promote something that the business can fully support or manage the increase in business. Rather, figure out if your client can take on the additional business you're going to funnel their way. If they can, great. If they won't be able to, stop the presses, stop marketing, and start growing their capacity to handle the large orders they undoubtedly receive when they partner with you in your expert marketing prowess. Help them get a handle on their staffing. Understand their processes and procedures and help them do what they need to succeed in the face of a successful launch. That is the highest calling and the highest form of service for a marketing agency. We'll be back with the final word from our sponsor.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Danielle Wiley hosts a great podcast called The Art of Sway. Danielle, tell us what you talk about on the show.
The Art of Sway brings listeners inside the world of marketing as seen through the lens of influence. So each week I chat with an expert guest for a lively discussion about connecting ideas with audiences in an attempt to uncover all the ways influence impacts how and what we discover, purchase, and recommend to each other.
Wow. And where can people subscribe?
Go to theartofswaypodcast.com. Find the show at marketingpodcasts.net or search for The Art of Sway wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Well, thank you again for tuning in to this episode of Marketing Distilled. In this episode, I discussed four reasons why marketing is a high calling. Marketers impact nearly every aspect of a business. That's point number one. Marketers uniquely influence the world by developing new services or products. Marketers have the unique task and responsibility to advocate for the customer. And finally, marketers who work for agencies and the agencies themselves have a higher calling yet to help the businesses that they serve be better in what they do, whether it's operations, whether it's finance, whether it's process, procedures, logistics. The sky's the limit. If the marketing agency cannot help the business execute and fulfill the brand promise that they're setting themselves up for, then it really is a problem for both the marketer and the business, and something that you want to avoid if at all possible. Well, that is it for this rather short episode of Marketing Distilled. We'll be back in 2 weeks, give or take a day or so, with a new episode. And thanks for tuning in. This has been the Marketing Distilled Podcast.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Danielle Wiley hosts a great podcast called The Art of Sway. Danielle, tell us what you talk about on the show.
The Art of Sway brings listeners inside the world of marketing as seen through the lens of influence. So each week I chat with an expert guest for a lively discussion about connecting ideas with audiences in an attempt to uncover all the ways influence impacts how and what we discover, purchase, and recommend to each other.
Wow. And where can people subscribe?
Go to theartofswaypodcast.com. Find the show at marketingpodcasts.net or search for The Art of Sway wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.